This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guest is Sarah Lewis. She teaches a popular series of food preservation courses on Tuesday nights, and she joins us now to tell us about what's coming up this month. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Shelley. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Awesome. So, yeah, you're right. So I've been doing some food preservation classes on Tuesdays. That series is coming close to its end, so I'll talk about what's coming up next after that as well. But this series has been called Winter is Coming, and so it's been focusing on preserving food that I guess technically can get you through the winter or can keep you occupied through the winter and keep you healthy through the winter, all that kind of stuff. So tonight's class is dry mixes and sourdough, and I think you can only register for it until 4 o'clock today, then it will close. But you can go to Juno. The best way is to Google Juno Extension, and you'll go to the calendar and you can see the class for tonight, but then you can also see the remaining three classes that are coming up. I have a pickling class and a canning vegetables and meat class, and that's a pressure canning class. And the final one is making jerky. And so those are the next few Tuesdays. So those are kind of fun. You can cook along with me, or you can watch me cook while you eat your dinner, or you could, I have been recording those, and those recordings are available for 1 week for people who register in advance. So you can watch later if you need to during the week. So it's been popular and it's been pretty fun. They're $10 each. And so it's a pretty easy way to get some good ideas for preserving food.
Well, $10 each is a steal. And I think we should just mention, because I don't know if we said it already, these are all online classes.
Yes, these ones are all online. I'm cooking from my kitchen to yours.
And it's so nice to be able to attend from the convenience of our kitchen. Are you having a pretty good turnout for these courses so far?
I do. I have had a very good turnout for these courses, and actually a pretty good mix of folks who do come and do the Zoom class, or at least watch it. And so that's pretty great. I like the Zoom classes a lot, but I'm also looking forward to getting back to some in-person classes. I plan to continue doing Zoom. I plan to do both, because different people like to learn in different ways. And some people are more comfortable being in their own kitchen, and some people really want to be with a group and be social. And so what's coming up, I don't know if the community schools folks, Suzanne has been on yet, but I've got a community schools class coming up, Preserving Juno's Bounty. And that's going to actually be my first in-person class in the past, you know, more than 18 months. And I'm actually really looking forward to that. And we are going to go ahead and hold that in person with all the appropriate mitigation efforts. And because there's just, when you do it in person together, I do know that people sometimes get to practice the skills a little more. They're a little bit more focused on practicing those skills if they are a person who really needs to kind of have that focus. And so I think having both options is a great idea for more people.
Yeah, actually, speaking from personal experience, since I have attended one of your online classes from my own kitchen, it would have been nice if I could have been like, hey, can you look at this? Does this look right? Do I have this lid
right,
or whatever set right? So I can definitely see the benefit. But of course, again, it is nice and convenient to just be able to zoom in from home and do everything along with you in my own kitchen. So, but I was just going to say, I feel like you have really dialed in your quarantine thing, as I called it. I don't know if you were teaching a lot of online classes before the pandemic, but I feel like you've tapped into a topic that people are really interested in. You found a way to share it with a wider audience. Your own shelves must be just sagging under the weight of everything you've put up after all these classes that you've taught. So how does it feel to be so in demand?
Oh, right. No, and that's one thing that I'll actually also miss is when I start teaching in person again. What we do in those classes is everybody gets a little, you know, half pint jar of all the different whatever we make, the different recipes. Whereas if you're cooking in your home, and when I'm cooking in my home with you, we do one really big batch that you can put on the shelf you know, quarts and quarts of stuff. And so that has been super nice. I have to say that's been nice. And so part of, you know, one of the things that I'm going to be doing is this Preserving Juno's Bounty class. I will also be doing a Preserving Alaska's Bounty class. And that is actually my online course. And I'm going to start that up in January. And so that, of course, is available to anybody, anywhere. And it's got an online component. And it's got Zooms, but there are only about 2-hour Zooms. The most of what you would do is on your own time in your own kitchen with me as a resource and things like that. So that's a really fun thing that's going to be coming up in January as well on the food preservation line.
That's great. So I wanted to ask, yeah, I'm sure it depends on the class, but what are some of the basic supplies people need to cook along with you? Do you list it out for each course if people sign up?
I do. I try to do that. Yeah, I try to let people know what to have on hand. And you're right. It depends on the class. So if it's a dehydration class, if you have a dehydrator, that's great. But I may also teach you how to do things without some of that, you know, specialized equipment. The exception to that is my pressure canning classes. You do have to have a pressure canner to do those, to can those particular products, low acid foods. But most of my other classes, I do try to give an idea of what you can do with just what you might have in your standard kitchen lineup, your stovetop, your oven, a knife, a cutting board, you know, standard Tupperware, things like that.
So tonight's class is cooking mixes and sourdough starters. It is, you know, if people weren't planning to take it, but they want to sign up at the last minute, what can they expect if they attend this one tonight?
Awesome. So tonight, so the sourdough starter one, I'll show you how to make a sourdough starter, but also give you some ideas about different ways. So you can either, I'm going to be showing the quick way of making a sourdough starter, but I'm also going to show you how to do the wild yeast sourdough starter, but you'll have to do that on your own over the next many days. And then I'm also going to be talking about all kinds of dry mixes, soup mixes, master baking mixes, rice mixes. They're mostly in the category of how to make dinner easier or quicker, but you could also use them for, you know, food on the boat, food for camping, because dry mixes can be more transportable and they're more ready to go. It's just add broth or add water. And maybe, you know, a few other simple ingredients. So they're for ease, but they're also for transport, which is, I think, a really great thing in Southeast Alaska with boating and hiking and skiing and all that kinds of stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So it'll be a variety of baking and cooking mixes and sourdough starter. I hadn't even really thought about the portability of some of those things. They would be great for boating or camping or hiking or backpacking,
yeah.
Nice and lightweight. And then next Tuesday's making and canning pickles. You'll be doing the refrigerator pickles and also water bath canning.
I will. I'm not going to be doing fermented pickles in that one. I'm going to be focusing on the canning with the whole sort of concept of getting things ready to put on the shelf for winter. And but if people have questions about fermented pickles, I'll certainly answer those. But it'll be focused on water bath canning.
Got it.
And refrigerator.
And the week after that is canning meat and vegetables. And finally, saving the best for last, making jerky.
Making jerky. That's just, yes. We pretend like we make jerky to store it for a long period, but most people end up eating all of their jerky in less than a week because it's so good. The canning one, The canning one it's only an hour and a half. And so if you're someone who's just interested in starting to do pressure canning, this might be a good one because you can see me doing the process. I can answer questions about where to get canners, et cetera, without actually, you know, actually having to dive into the whole pressure canner world. This could be a good one for a starter.
That's great. And one fun note about your making jerky classes, doesn't have to be from an animal that you hunted. You will tell us how to make jerky from ingredients foraged from the local supermarket.
Absolutely both.
That's great. Well, they sound really fun and interesting, Sarah, and making me hungry, so we should probably just stop there. But I hope your workshop leaves a lot of well-stocked pantries, and thank you very much for joining us. Sarah Lewis, assistant professor with the Cooperative Extension Services. Anything else before we say goodbye?
That'll do it. Just Google Juno Extension to get to our website.
Well, thanks for joining us again today on Juno Afternoon, and good luck with your class tonight and over the next 4 weeks.
Thanks, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.